David, that was a very impressive Birmingham win in the end, wasn't it?
Proud of the boys. Do you know what? I thought it was going to be close than that. I thought it would be a 47-43 or 46-44. And I didn't doubt myself, but I thought it was going to be a tough one tonight. You know, obviously missing JPB and obviously we were going to be without Shainsey. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, but, you know, the boys have been superb. I mean, Daniel, you know, passing. I mean, yeah, Tom, you know, Leon. You know, they've just, you know, them three boys have obviously kept it together. They've been fantastic, you know, and we can't really rely on them all the time. But, you know, they did it for us tonight. And we're just really trying to get, Callum and Lane going. Aaron will come along. I mean, he's only just started. So, but, you know, with the boys, we're trying to get them, you know, get them going and hopefully getting the right setups, and just been working with Callum just then. So hopefully, all about confidence, that's what it is. So, you know, when the boys get it together, like, you know, they have done a lot in certain meetings, you know, they can go out and score 9 or 10 points. But yeah, tonight, fantastic. So pleased we did one over Eastbourne. I can go home happy tonight.
And Tom Bacon in particular, I mean, a fantastic night for him. Obviously he got the extra ride with being rider replacement for JPB, but yep, he was literally unbeatable tonight.
Yeah, no, he was, and, you know, done a captain's performance, didn't he, you know? And that's what we, you know, that's what we wanted, and that's what we expected. So fantastic, and, you know, he's so good at starting. He is one of the good starters. So yeah, no, fantastic. I say them, you know, them three have, you know, they've been great tonight.
And just a word on James Shaines coming in. I mean, again, that got a very good reception from the supporters that were here tonight. And what are your hopes for him in the period that he's here?
Oh, of course, you know, I think James wants to come in and he'll give his 100%, 110% every ride he's going to be out. And, you know, he's always wanted a ride for Birmingham, and he's got his chance now. And, you know, obviously he got let down by Paul at the beginning of the season. And, you know, now he's here with Birmingham, and hopefully, you know, you never know. You know, we never say never. Thanks, Max. Yeah, so we never say never, but, you know, hopefully he's going to come in and do a good job. I'm sure he will, you know, and like I said earlier, he fits straight in with the boys. And, you know, we've got a basis of, you know, great top three and now top four with, you know, Shainsey. We just need Callum to, you know, and Lane to pop in, and then, yeah, we'll just wait and see.
And what is it about James' riding style that you like particularly?
Oh, I mean, you know, I grew up with him. I did him at Kent sort of for, you know, for a couple of years, and you know, he's just an out-and-out, flat-out racer. He's just full throttle, so then that's great. You know, these guys will love him here, you know. They'd be hanging off the fence all the time, you know. So, and if he hasn't made a start, he will just go, and that's what we want, you know. Daniel tonight, fantastic in some races, you know, passing, and, you know, and that's what we want. It's what the punters want, and it's what, you know, it's what we want from, you know, as being Birmingham Speedway.